This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. His name is S. Don Perrione, and he has a brand new song called Clear View. S. Don, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
What up, Zach? Everything's going blessed over on our side, you know?
Oh, that's awesome.
Everything's going with you.
And, you know, it's really great because you're releasing this brand new song. It's called Clear View. Tell us what it's all about.
Basically, it's the last couple of years, I've been going through a lot of, you know, ups and downs. Like, you know, in this music business here, it's kind of, you know, lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, you know, putting out a lot of content, you know, giving my fans a lot of music. So I took some time off, I guess, the pandemic, and then decided that, you know what? I see a clear picture of what's really going on around me, you know, the shadiness, mm-hmm. a lot of the, you know, fake things going on, you know, people saying they're going to do things and it's not, you know, what they say they are, mm-hmm. you know. So basically, I just see a clear view. Like, I just put the my view into perspective of, you know, if you look in a mirror in the clear view, you see in the back behind you, you know what I mean? So it's just clear view looking forward and not looking back, you know?
I love the idea, the concept behind the song too. It's so cool. You know, and also you mentioned that you weren't really, you know, you were taking a break during the pandemic, but I mean, you were still releasing music. You know, you came out with a song called Fall in 2020. It was a single, you know, and then in 2019 you were doing Streets Ain't Ready. And that whole album also released and that's that time. So you're really just, you're never stopping.
That's a fact. So I just keep working, you know, the grind never stops, you know, the harder you grind, the harder you shine. That's my motto, you know, so.
When did you get into music? When did you realize this is your passion?
Oh, I realized music was my passion at a very young age. Like, you know, I always like melodically singing, like, you know, from a kid, you know, I joined the school choir. And, you know, as a kid, I listened to a lot of Michael Jackson. I listened to a lot of, you know, Teddy Pendergrass and Marvin Gaye growing up in my household. So it's like music was always a part of, you know, my culture. Getting into hip hop now is like, you know, listening to a lot of the older cats growing up in my neighborhood where I'm from, you know, I was able to, you know, grasp their music, like when they came out with their boom bap speakers, you know, back in the day, you know, they would have it blaring out their windows, you know, so music was just always in the hood, you know, it's just something part of me.
And, you know, and it shows because of this new song too coming out, it just sounds so awesome. And it's honestly clear view.
Yeah, it's a clear view.
Do you like to produce or do you like to write? Where are you in the actual music production
nowadays
part?
Zach, I'd be doing it all. Like, I'd be producing, I'd be writing, you know, writing for other people too as well, to giving them, you know, inspiration, giving them ideas. You know, as I grew up, I had the same kind of support. You know, I grew up with one of my old school cats, one of my original older heads. Like, you know, his name, he goes by Dirty Diggs. He actually honed us with, you know, how hip hop is supposed to sound, and mm-hmm. you know, where it comes from, the underground. It doesn't just come commercial. It always starts from, you know, a vibe. It starts from a you know, you coming together in a session and everybody just building that vibration, you know what I mean? So, and that's how music is with that. But sorry, just to stray off your question, what was that question again?
No, you were pretty much on my question. It was more of just, you know, where are you in the actual process of creating the music? But you kind of answered it all. You know, you are kind of the one man show in a sense, you know, creating the beats, creating the music too.
And you gotta know the history behind it. Like this past weekend, I was just at the Big Daddy Kane, a free concert, EPMD. You know, Russell Peters put it on for the city of Toronto, and it was an amazing concert. Like, everybody came out from the likes, and I seen people from 30 years ago, like, you know, so it's like, trust me, like, the music never stops, and it never stops growing, you know, like, from where we're coming from. From then till now, the music is just—it's one of the biggest genres in the world right now. So, you know,
I mean, you know, you've been releasing music for, I guess, almost a decade now. You know, does it ever get old? Do you ever, like, you know, say, you know what, I'm done with this? Like, you know, it's enough. You know,
no. Like I said, Big Daddy Kane and them inspire me. They're still rocking the show. You know, they're a little bit more older than I am, but they show me that, you know, you can still do it and you know, still tour and still be able to, you know, make a living off of your music and, you know, just engaging with people around the world, you know. So,
you know, the old timers are always good to look up to because they have so much experience too. But at the same time, they have that passion, you know, that drive to continue to produce.
Yeah, I went to the Wu-Tang concert too this year in the Nas. I seen Nas twice this year. So it's like, you know, that just inspires me to show that you can never stop with the music. You know, Rolling Stones, you know, Mick Jagger and these guys never, ever stop. They're 80 years old and they're still rocking the shows. You know what I mean? So that's where it is with me, with music. Music is so, it's my passion. So it's like, it's within. It's not, you know, it's whenever I express, it's coming without. You know what I mean? So that's what's up.
Tell me a little bit about Black Dream Entertainment. You know, tell me about rebranding that, you know, label. And putting that out on the market too.
So Black Dreams Entertainment is a label I founded in 2006. And basically I started that label. We started releasing music. I had a few artists that I was working with. I started doing a little bit of modeling as well too. You know, shout out my sister. She started the modeling and took it off to the next level.
There you go.
We decided to, you know, just keep the entertainment hone and start learning the business. And, you know, from there it grew on to me releasing projects. I released a mixtape called Casper Marcus Morris 2 mixtape, you know, that took off. We released a couple singles on the radio that took off his career. So, you know, that made me a household name in the city where I'm at, out here in London, Ontario. And basically, I took that, and then I started with another artist's, and then it just kept growing. I had another artist after that, and then now I have, right now it's myself. I have TT from the 9. He just released a single also, too, called 10 Downs, probably about a year and a half ago we released. We got over 20,000 organic views on that. And it's just, you know, we're in the studio constantly just creating.
Do you think it's a big transition, though, to go from being the face of your music to then now helping other people with their music, too?
It's not really a challenge. I find it more entertaining for me because then you see more creative sides. It's not just you in the studio with your one side creative mind. You have other artists in there. And, you know, like I was talking about before, the vibration and the session, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, with that coming together, I think having artists on your label helps you to seek more creative sides, you know, and things that you wouldn't probably look into or tap into. You can actually tap into that new genres of music that you might not be listening to. Those artists might be bringing that new sound to your ear, you know what I mean? And me, I'm all about the ear candy. So it's like when I hear new things, I try to follow the wave and keep the wave going, you know. And rebranding is always something I gotta do because it's like you gotta keep changing and reevaluating yourself and seeing what changes that you have done and see how you can change it and make things better and correct your mistakes and keep moving forward. And that gives you more, I think, life, you know what I mean? And breathe more life to wanting to do more and see more, you know?
It's such a great perspective too. It's such a clear view. And ironically, the name of the song that we're talking about too, it's called Clear View. It's by S. Don Perignon. You know, when you were kind of, you know, getting this song all pieced together, what were some of the things that were going through your mind trying to write it down for this song?
Honestly, I was just upset. Like, everybody, you believe in a lot of people around you. They say they're going to support you. They, you know, when it comes down to it, it's like, you know, it's this clout thing. Everybody's all about this clout. Like, everybody's only there unless you're popping with, you're doing a show with Little Baby or something, and they're popping out, but they don't realize the work that goes behind it and the context that goes behind it, you know. And promotion is a big key factor, and because you're not getting promotion on this site or that site, they're not it's like, it's so cliche. Like, I don't even mess with it no more.
Were there some experiences that you can kind of think up while you were kind of writing it up? Like, what were some of like stories you have?
Just people that you, especially during the pandemic, you just realize, like, you know, you're your true friends, you know, people that say they're there for you, they're not really there for you, you know? So basically, I just take it as, I see the pitch. I see the clear view. You can't fool me anymore. You can't fool me. So I just do what I got to do to keep it moving forward. If you're with me on that journey, God bless you. But if you're not with me, then I can't bring you along. Like, I always try to carry people along with me. And them days are over. I'm trying to actually achieve more than a lot of people expect from me. You know what I mean? So
you're passionate. That's really what it comes down to. You're super passionate about what you do, which is just such a great trait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like so many people out there who are in the music industry, they're not as passionate, you know, and they're not as, I guess, enthused. Like, they're not as, like, excited.
Oh, and just
for
to
the
throw
music.
It out there, like, I have artists that I've worked with in the past that took their career to the next level, and then they turn around and then they're working with people that's been trying to follow my career my whole career. Like, I like things like that. It's just, I look at it like fake. You know what I mean? There's too much crabs in a barrel crabs in a bucket. So it's like, you know, I that's why I created Clear Views for more of the situations that I was dealing with. You know what I mean? It's not about the rest of the world. Maybe they might be going through the similar situations, but that's what I was dealing with. I see a clear view. I see what's going on out there.
And you know what? You have a way of changing your reality too. You have a way of expressing with not only the product, not only the record label, but also, you know, you have this whole conglomerate ready to go at your fingertips, which is so cool for an artist, and so rewarding too for an artist.
For sure.
We're talking with Esteban Perion. The song is called Clear View. What is next for Esteban Perion? Are we going on tour? Are we making a new album? What are we doing next?
Right now, I'm just in the process of finishing up this project. It's almost complete. Once I've got that complete, then I'll start with the release dates. And then, I plan to go on tour. I've done a Schools Out tour, so I plan on doing Schools Out again. I try to give back. We just finished a Hoop Fest 3-on-3 basketball tournament that we did here in London, Ontario, for the community of London. And this is our third annual. We're doing London's Got Talent, which is another event that we do every year. It's our fifth annual. And we're going to be bringing out various acts, you know what I mean, and getting the community involved once again. And that's what I do. Right now, it's my goal to try to get outside of London and start to tour and get more listeners and, you know, people that don't know who Esteban Perion is to know what I'm doing and what I'm capable of doing. And, you know, if you mess with my music out there, I want you to hit me up. And if you're serious about music, not just to hit me up to see what I'm doing, you know what I mean? Or sit here and watch my steps. If you want to watch, then just be a spectator and see what's going to happen next. You know what I mean?
I love that. You know, but I guess it's a great transition too to where can people find you? Where can people find out more about you? Where can people go ahead and look up Esteban Perion?
You can check out all my social media: Instagram Esteban Perion, Twitter Esteban Perion, pretty much everything Esteban Perion. I also got if you're looking for a bin rental service, we got that. If you need a dump truck, we got that. You know, we doing different things in 2022. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to use me as an artist to brand my other endeavors. You
wait,
know
I
want to
know about this. Now I need to know about this dump truck business now. What's the deal with that?
We just out here. We working, man. We trying to get, you know, we're community-based, so we're doing a lot for the community. At the same time, I'm out here working in the construction field, so I'm out there, you know, trying to help build the community, the city. You know?
When did you get involved in that? When did you decide that you wanted to start doing that?
Throughout the pandemic, just an opportunity came up, and I was able to, transfer into, you know, doing something different because we couldn't touch the stage, so I had to be creative and, you know, do something totally outside the box.
That is incredible. That is really cool, you know, to hear, because it's like, you know, there's so many artists out there who just kind of sat at home. They're like, you know what? No, the only thing I'll do is music, no matter what. But you out there, on the other hand, looking at different opportunities, including, you know, the dump truck business too.
Yeah.
When did you see that as an opportunity? Like, when did you, like, you know, pull the plug? Is this your own company?
It's family. It's a family business, you know. Shout out my pops, you know. Shout out my mom's as well. It's a family business, and we just trying to grow into, you know, build and kind of grow into a larger fleet, you know what I mean? So that way we have other other entities growing and different businesses. You
know? That is awesome. What is
it's
the,
not
what is
the only business I have, by the way, but
of
that's
course
just one of the businesses.
But I think it's the most interesting you have right now, in right, my opinion. Right.
Most
right?
lucrative
that's so
business.
Cool.
Why
lucrative.
Would S. Don be doing dump truck? Doesn't even sound right, but trust me, when you think about it, it works out. Trust me,
that should be a song. You should make that into a song.
That's what's up. That's what's up. It might come out one of these days.
There you go. I want credit on that. Shout out the name of the company, by the way, before you go.
Oh, the company's name is Apex Dump Services. So
awesome.
Everything is Apex. You know, we at the top of the pinnacle. So we just. Right there, we pushing up.
I'd love it. Well, S. Don Perignon, seriously, thank you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show, talking about everything, including the brand new song, which you can hear on Spotify, called Clearview. S. Don Perignon, seriously, good luck with everything and best of luck with all the music. And definitely come back. We'll definitely chat more about more music you got going on.
One of these days, hopefully, I can come out and sit down with you, you know.
If you come out, you got to bring the dump truck, though.
Gotta bring the dump truck. We'll shoot a video out of the dump truck.
There you go. I love that. We'll get Zila Productions Inc. to do it. Probably great. S. Don Perignon, everybody. The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.